A lawyer acting for two men detained under Queensland's controversial bikie laws says their arrest on the Gold Coast, along with three others, could end up in a High Court challenge to the legislation. Bill Potts is acting for Bane Ulajbegovic and Dario Halalovic, who he says both deny they're members of bikie gangs. Mr. Potts has been speaking to AM's Samantha Donovan.
They were wandering down the road as a group. They'd come up to the Gold Coast for essentially a holiday. A number of them are very old friends. They had family members here, children and the like, and they decided they'd go out for a Chinese meal and then to go to a local ice cream shop to buy ice creams. The police stopped them, spoke to them, got their details, and 2 days later came to arrest them on the basis that they were associating in a public place. Now, I need to make it clear, there were no drugs, no guns, no money, no offence had occurred other than being in a public place and attempting to buy an ice cream.
There are media reports today, though, in Melbourne that the men were involved in so-called peace talks between the Hells Angels and the Comancheros. If that's the case, were Victorian bikies unwise to choose Queensland for those talks?
I've seen those reports. Can I say that my clients say nothing about that? They know nothing of that at all because they're not members. But the reality is that it is unwise for anybody to come to Queensland if they have been involved in any way at any time with any form of organisation, which might seem to have had some criminal involvement.
There was talk of a High Court challenge to Queensland's so-called bikie laws. Is that still planned?
It is still certainly under consideration by a number of organisations. You have to have a vehicle, a case that you can take to that court, and this is, I suspect, one of them.
This case may add to the weight for a High Court challenge?
It does. It's not just merely about challenging this particular case. It's about challenging laws which have effectively reached into people's private lives to deny them the right to associate with other people in a public place where no other crime occurs.
What conditions are your clients being kept in?
At the moment they're in the Southport Watch House, but shortly they'll be taken to the prison in Wacol, where they will be locked down for 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. There'll be no televisions, no newspapers. They'll be allowed out for 1 hour per day, and during that time they'll not be able to speak to anybody. This is for people presumed to be innocent.
How long until they may face some sort of court hearing or trial?
The trial may be expected to come on in approximately 5 months, but your listeners should know that for this offence, if convicted, the minimum penalty is 6 months imprisonment and the maximum penalty is 3 years in prison.
Queensland lawyer Bill Potts speaking to Samantha Donovan.